Have you seen the curtain design for Victor Wembanyama's Prism Rookie or the neon design for the new Topps Series 1 baseball? What do you think of them? We've got some strong opinions and we're going to debate if these are hot or not. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another episode of Cards on the Table, a special episode today, gentlemen, because this is the final show ever being recorded in this studio. Because next time you see us, we're going to be over at Cards HQ in our brand new sports card investor studio inside Cards HQ starting next week. But we got one more show today here, so let's make it a good one, Teapot. Doug, you ready to go today?
I'll do my best.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's always kind of a moderated effort over here. But we're starting off today, guys, talking about a couple of really intriguing, important card designs that have been released. Victor Wembanyama's Prism Rookie card. It's got a curtain behind
it.
It's a little, maybe a little unusual. There's a lot of people who have strong opinions about that. Then we also have seen the new Topps Series 1 baseball design, the flagship product. It comes out in about a month. We see the designs now. It's got a, like a neon type vibe to it. Doug, what do you think of these designs?
Yeah, I actually care a lot more about this Topps issue than the Wimby issue, right? For Wembanyama, it's one card in the set, not the entire set that we're scrutinizing. And I don't care. I mean, to me, it doesn't do anything to, you know, make me mad or make me outraged.
You don't care about what could be one of the most key basketball cards of all time.
No,
if this guy lives up to his potential.
No, not at all, because we don't buy Prism because we love the photos. You'd be buying Stadium Club or Photogenic or something if that's what you're looking for. I mean, sure, it's a bit of a lazy Photoshop. It's a black curtain on a stage, but he's in an action photo. You know, not great, but also who cares? I mean, there's a lot of people that do, though, and I find the outrage to be, you know, kind of phony. Like, we're always looking for something to get really mad about, and that's what you're going to gravitate towards? I don't care. It's fine. You know, you're buying Prism because it's the flagship and you're investing in the flagship rookie. The photo is kind of whatever. Topps is a bigger deal to me because we've seen a couple different leaks. We saw the Ellie De La Cruz with these giant borders, with the player confined within those giant borders. But then all the other leaks, a little bit different. The borders were much thinner and better. And then the player photos would kind of overlap the border a little bit, and that was fine. The only real problem I have with the Topps design is the black borders. It seems like all the cards have a black border across the top, and you really don't want that on any cards because that's obviously going to highlight every imperfection.
That's fair. Grading could be tough.
Even if you're not grading it, even if it's just something you have in your collection raw for eye appeal, and you don't want to see a little edge wear and stuff like that on those black borders, and I think that's a miss. But otherwise, Topps is fine, and I don't care about the Wimby card.
Wow, a lot of lack of enthusiasm coming from Doug over here.
Yeah, not everything has to be an overreaction on one side or the other. Things can just exist.
Is this guy off his rocker, Teapot?
A little bit.
Yeah,
I think so.
He
usually,
is, isn't he?
Usually.
Yeah.
I love the Topps design. I really like it. At first, when I saw it, I was like, wait, that's Topps? Like, I was like, that's cool. That doesn't look like Topps.
Yeah.
But I like the direction
I like it
of
too.
It. It feels
I really
very
like
trendy.
It. Yes.
It feels new.
Yes.
Neon's awesome.
Yes.
And put neon on every card. It reminds me a little of 1993 Fleer basketball with the players' names were in neon. Mm. There's a kind of Michael Jordan and other players. I like that the player's name is big enough to read it this time around. And some years past, it's been too small. There was some confusion around SSP image variations. And I think this dovetails into what you're saying, where their marketing team is getting some stuff out and getting it wrong. And then they're like freaking people out. And that's not doing them any favors. It's just a bad look. I know Mike Mahan had reached out to some people and said, yes, there will be image variations. It sounds like it's just the Golden Mirror cards again. They just sort of pushed it out wrong. What we know is that the photography from Topps will be great. It always is. They also have a team color match border variation, which I'm really excited about. I had actually tagged Topps and Panini about a year ago on Instagram just saying, I think this would be a great idea. People like color matches. Why not have a specific parallel that's called Team Color Match? I don't know if they got that from me.
Wow, look at
or
the
if they
pull,
just thought of
look
that.
Look at the pull Teapot has.
The Wemby card. The
I
Wemby
might tag Topps on a few things
you
if
should,
they're going to do that.
You should maybe
Let's
give it a
go.
Try. Yeah. The Wemby card to me is a joke. I just, I know where Doug's coming from, and he's not wrong in that people are going to buy this card. It is the flagship card. It's so lazy. And I actually have a bigger problem with the photo than the curtain. It's Wemby just going like this.
Yeah.
Think about the most iconic Prism basketball cards that we would think of that were cool looking. Zion, hands over his head dunking. Anthony Davis, very similar shot. Dame's going up for a dunk. Luka's signature fadeaway. Like, these cards stand up against the test of time. And it's Wemby with a curtain dribbling. It doesn't look good. It really doesn't look good. I wish they had put a little more effort into it.
I don't mind the curtain so much. It's like a different treatment for the guy who is supposed to be, you know, the next great thing. I don't mind it so much. Photo's not the best. I agree with you. I do agree. Topps Series 1, love the design. Think they knocked it out of the park. Enthusiastic to see that.
I actually think that Topps design will really hold up well over the ages.
I think it will too.
I think a couple, like a decade or two from now, we look back and like, that was a really cool card design. People will like that.
Well, we're out of time on the topic, but actually along those lines, I'm going to extend for a second because what is your favorite Topps design over the years?
Recently, probably 2017 soccer / 2018 baseball.
Okay.
It's really clean and the parallels look amazing. It's a full card parallel. This is chrome I'm talking about, of course, not paper, but that's it for me.
How about you?
I really love that year. I also like 1999 and 2014, which was Mookie's rookie year.
Great. See, I got to go back to my nostalgia. Those 1987, the wood borders. I mean, you could never do it today, but man, they hit back in the 80s. And that Bo Jackson, the future star with the rainbow, beautiful rainbow. Oh, that card
100%.
Hits, man.
100%.
That card hits. I love it. I love it. Love those cards. Okay. Let's, you know what else I love? Pristine Auction is having another great auction going on right now, as they do all the time. Tons of great items. Doug, what do you have your eye on this week?
Last week, you did a white box one of one.
Yep.
And I found one for myself. And it's actually, it's priced super well right now, which makes me nervous because there's still, you know, a couple weeks left. 2012 Immaculate, Anthony Davis RPA.
Oh, okay.
It's a quad color player worn patch, on card auto. It's really nice.
All
right. It's a white box one of one as well.
All right. There you go. What about you, Teapot?
Something definitely that I have never gone for before. It is a signed, Barry Sanders signed video game.
Mm-hmm. That's
2013 Madden.
That's
Madden
cool.
25th anniversary, WADA 9.8, but it's autoed and it's Barry on the cover.
That's cool.
It's super cool.
That's cool. I mean, especially now after congratulations. Lions victory. Congratulations. They have a 2007-2008 Upper Deck employee exclusive quad jersey. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Kevin Durant. Doesn't get much better than that. All of these cards and thousands more are up on Pristine Auction right now, pristineauction.com. And when you go to pristineauction.com and you register a new account, use registration code SCI, you're gonna get $10 towards your first purchase for free. Okay, your data dive last week, Teapot, you ate a little humble pie. You made some predictions before the NBA season of some players who you thought could have breakout years, their cards you thought could have breakout years. We're about halfway through the NBA season. You're 0 for 5.
Yeah.
What? Tell me about this. What went wrong here?
It was just bad. I mean, look, one thing we know is that cards tend to not go up right into the season. Like, they come down, right, for a lot of players. One of the guys I highlighted that was an honorable mention from the video then was Anthony Edwards, and his cards are even down with the Wolves being the one seed in the West.
Yeah, that's surprising.
So there's something there that card prices have continued to come down. But a lot of the guys that I picked, just for a myriad of reasons, things aren't working out. One of them was Cade and the Pistons. Mm-hmm. I mean, are the Pistons, and now he's hurt. Mikal Bridges was a big surprise to me. He's down like 50% from that video. So I just struck out badly on
Jordan
some of those
Poole
predictions.
Jordan Poole you had on there.
Poole's a joke.
Desmond Bane.
Yeah Desmond Bane.
Austin Reeves. Those were your five, right?
Yeah, those were my five.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Doug, are there any of those that are still worth investing in right now? Any of those that could maybe have their card prices turn around the second half of the season and actually make Teapot's prediction eventually come true that they were in fact good cards to buy?
Is this where I go in my big Dylan Brooks rant?
Desmond Bane, formerly known as
right
Dylan
last
Brooks.
Time we did this, I completely mistook Desmond Bane for Dylan Brooks and just went off on him. But yeah, out of this list, I think for me it's Cade Cunningham. I've been steadfast in that. I picked him in a Pristine Auction pick last week. I know Cade is a really good player, but that situation has to change. I don't know if he becomes, you know, a buy sometime this year, because it might take a while before his situation changes enough for those cards to take off. But I know out of those choices, he's the best player out of those. Yeah. I mean, Anthony Edwards notwithstanding. But out of the original list you mentioned, it's Cade for me for sure. But the entire basketball market's down. What do you expect, right? Like, how if you're speculating on these fringe players that aren't obvious superstars yet, they're probably going to go down because that's just the entire market trend. It'd be hard to pick a winner in that circumstance. But yeah.
Basketball cards have been pretty cold overall. And of course, they were the ones that were the hottest as the market was going up in 2020 and 2021. Basketball was the hottest segment of the sports card market. It has been the coldest segment of the sports card market, or certainly at least one of the most cold over the last couple of years. And I talked to a lot of other card dealers, card shop owners who say that they are not moving basketball almost at all in their stores right now. It is football and baseball. Baseball is moving really well.
Yeah.
Football moved well during the season, and it's probably continuing to move well now during the playoffs. Basketball is like the stuff is sitting on the shelves. So it's odd how that has changed. Hopefully that starts to turn in the next couple of years. Obviously, Victor Wembanyama, I think, is still going to have a lot of excitement about him as the next few years progress. It'll be interesting to see. But in terms of your list, the guy I didn't see mentioned, I didn't see Michael Jordan.
He doesn't fly under the radar too much. That's where my money
is going into Michael Jordan right now. It's been incredible as a lot of these young guys have just absolutely bottomed out. Michael Jordan's cards all went, well, not all, but the average Michael Jordan card went up in 2023 while so much of the basketball market fell.
Yeah.
So just something to think about. The GOATs, that's the safe place certainly for the money right now. Okay, we got more to talk about, including Jordan Love versus CJ Stroud. Who is more investable at this moment? We'll be right back. Guys, you hear me say it every week, but now is the time to get Market Movers. Try it out for free. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com, click Market Movers in the main menu bar, or go to the App Store on your phone and download the Market Movers app from the App Store right now. All right, guys, couple of mailbag topics this week. This first one, CJ Stroud and Jordan Love. We are coming off of two really impressive performances by both quarterbacks this last weekend in upset victories. Both of their teams, very impressive. Didn't really, in my opinion, see that coming with either of them, especially the margin of victory, the decisiveness of victory. Jordan Love's cards and CJ Stroud's cards have been hot all season, but if you wanted to buy one of them now, which one would be the better one to buy? Teapot.
If I had to buy one right now, it would be Stroud. Surprisingly, his prices are actually down a little bit over the last 90 days, like 12%. I just believe in Stroud long-term. I actually, in spite of a nearly 10-point, 9.5-point spread in favor of the Ravens this weekend, I think the Texans of those two teams, being the Packers and Texans, have the better chance to win the game this weekend. The Texans look really good. Stroud looks like the real deal. Before he got hurt during the season, he was like top five in MVP consideration. Not just rookie of the year, but MVP. He's had fantastic year. Unfortunate for Puka Nacua because he should also be rookie of the year. He had an incredible year. When I look at Love, I would be selling right now. Not even holding, I would be selling. I'm not convinced yet, and I don't think it's my bias as a Lions fan, that he for sure is the guy. He's playing fantastic football right now, but we've seen this happen time and time again with so many people. Just pure eye test, Stroud looks like the real deal. Love is a wait and see for me, and his car prices are super high, up like 60%.
Yeah, so, they're up a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember when Teapot on the show was telling us how Brock Purdy didn't pass the eye test?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't the real deal.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Would sell right now. Remember those days?
Mac Jones.
I did.
I remember those days. Yeah. So does this guarantee that Love is going to be like
Super Bowl? I might have to change my answer.
Okay.
Now, yeah.
All right. All right. Doug, where are you at with these two?
Sell both, honestly.
Okay.
I mean, as of right now, I don't think you want to buy either one of them. They're both probably peaking in price. Yeah. Either one of them is going to win this Super Bowl, so you're going to have much better buying opportunities than right now. But I'm definitely personally taking Stroud over Love right now for a lot of the same reasons. I thought Stroud was consistently good throughout the entire year. I like that division better for the Texans than I do that division for the Packers. I was way off on Jordan Love. I thought he was a terrible buy in the preseason. And I looked right for a period of time. He actually was really terrible
for a few
games.
He struggled.
And that's probably the difference. The thing that kind of separates this from me is the fact that he's had that stretch of really bad play. Although he's great now. I mean, he's certainly turned it around, and so has the talent around him. But give me Stroud and his consistency and his leadership and that division. That's who I'm going with.
Yeah, the Jordan Love story is very similar to the Desmond Ridder story. You know, he struggled. He's gone through this period of struggle.
Yeah.
And then next year, he's going to be beating Dallas in the playoffs. It's going to be, it's going to be incredible. Just going to, you know, take out Dallas. It's going to be
what team?
Absolutely wonderful.
What team will Ridder be on?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure what team he's going to be on next season. Might not be the Falcons. All right, good debate on that topic, guys. Let's go to this next one, the Tom Brady Bowman draft. You know, this card, the 2023 Tom Brady Bowman draft in the Expos jersey. So much hype around this card. We've talked about on the show before. The Super Fractor, one of one, gets pulled, gets sold at Golden Auction. Sale ended over the weekend. $158,600 sale. That's a big number. But there's many out there who are deeming this a huge disappointment. There is a bounty of $500,000, but that is on the gold 12 out of 50, because that's the one that's got the inscription.
Yeah.
If baseball doesn't work out, there's always football, right? So, but is that card really worth 3x what the Super Fractor is worth now that we know what the Super Fractor went for? What's your reaction to the sale, T-Pot?
Doesn't seem like a bad price for a photoshopped, airbrushed card.
We have learned, the photoshopping news on that just kind of came out this last week. That kind of stinks.
Yeah.
That does kind of stink.
Yeah. I mean, look, I was never particularly enthusiastic personally about this card. Like, it's a baseball card of a football player that is, you know, promising to be a first auto, but, you know, 30 years later or whatever, like, I get it. I have no problem with it. I definitely wasn't one of those people, you know, going and ruining the hobby because of this Brady card. And we know
there are a lot of people that are saying that.
They still
That's
are.
All
it's
all
like,
over
all
social
they
media.
Talk about.
Ruining
no.
the hobby.
No, I don't care. I think if there are people who are buying this card, if there are people who like this card, if there are big Brady, high-end Brady collectors putting bounties out on the card, then it's obviously a success.
Yeah.
It's been a huge marketing success. The commercial was fantastic. No issue with it whatsoever. I don't get the card personally. I don't know what its staying power is long term. If they keep doing more things with Brady in baseball or something long term, then does it devalue this? I have no idea how it's going to play out. But I thought that was a pretty big sale for a baseball card of a football player that's made, you know, years after.
It was the biggest sale of any 2023 baseball card.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
More than any Super Fractor of any of the you know, rookies or anything this year. What do you think, Doug?
I think it's an absolutely amazing price for a Tom Brady card. Sorry, not Darren Fletcher. This is a really great price for a gimmick card. I thought six figures would be really strong.
Yeah.
We had people wildly speculating that this could be 200,000, 250,000. And that was just, I never saw that angle. This was, to me, just more of a fun marketing gimmick to kind of push the product, have fun with, you know, Fanatics not having the football license yet. It was a way to incorporate something fun with Tom Brady Day. This was just a really good and very successful marketing attempt.
Yeah.
That's all it was for me. And for them to just put something like that together and manufacture this $150,000 card, that is actually what it does for me. It really encourages me going forward, seeing what they're going to do in the future with marketing and how they can just do this, just create this gimmicky baseball card. It's worth $150K. What are they going to do when they have the licenses and they have more, you know, they put more marketing effort into this? I think there's going to be some fun, encouraging stuff in the future. You know, this card does nothing for me. I agree with Teapot
cool.
on it.
I thought it was pretty cool. You know, people, I said from the beginning, just to be clear, that I did not think these Tom Brady Bowman draft cards were really good investment cards. I wouldn't look at this as an investment card. I think for a Brady collector, if you got a lot of really nice Brady stuff in your collection and you want an unusual, cool, memorable, one-of-one piece, this is it. Like, this is a cool piece to add. I mean, for the collector who's already got there's a lot of other Brady cards I would buy before this one, without a doubt. But if you've already got those, then, you know, and you're a big Brady super collector, then of course, this
would you
is
rather
a,
have
really
the,
cool.
Would you rather have the 12 with the inscription?
The 12 out of 50 with the inscription, yeah, maybe, because that's the one that it seems like is a little more hyped. Yep. Maybe so. Yeah, but you know what? I mean, maybe the person who bought this is going to buy that one too. Who knows? Yeah. Anyway. All right, guys, we appreciate you watching today. Make sure to like, make sure to subscribe. Go get Market Movers right now. Go to sportscardinvestor.com, click Market Movers in the main menu bar, or download the Market Movers app. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next week in our brand new studio. Until then, take care.